This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Everything about hepatitis.
Yes, thank you again for being with us today, Gary.
My pleasure.
We were going to go in and talk a little bit about the new drugs that have come out for hepatitis C treatment. Would you mind elaborating a little bit about that for us?
Yeah, sure. For hepatitis C, we are in nothing short of a treatment revolution, really. The current treatments or the immediate past treatments have been a treatment called pegylated interferon and ribavirin. Mm-hmm. And depending on the type of hepatitis C you have, it could be six months or almost 12 months or even up to a year and a half of treatment for people with cirrhosis. And it has a lot of side effects, and it's quite difficult. Less than or around 2% of people with hepatitis C have undertaken this treatment. That gives you an indication of how challenging it is.
Have chosen to undertake
treatment
because of the severe side
because
effects.
Of the primarily the side effects and it has side effects like it can cause depression and anxiety and mood swings, personality change, some loss of hair, weight loss, appetite loss, irritability, skin irritation.
Yes,
a whole raft
I remember when I was doing a little bit of work with you at Hepatitis Victoria. We should definitely have a chat about that later, go into, some of the tips you were giving people on treatment and how they can kind of reduce and control those symptoms a little bit.
Sure.
That would be definitely interesting to go into.
Well, what we are seeing now is we're in the first stage of new treatments being introduced, and we're here now. We have an extra drug, a direct-acting antiviral drug. We have two drugs, bacipavir and telepavir, added to the combination for genotype 1, which traditionally has been the hardest to treat.
Yes.
So what we're seeing is an introduction of an extra drug. It unfortunately increases the side effects, but it reduces the time on treatment for many, and it increases the success rates for most.
Great. And what was that one called?
That's bacipavir and telepavir. It's being added to the interferon and the ribavirin, so it's triple therapy now.
Yeah.
But the primary thing is it's less time on treatment for some, and it's much more successful. So instead of being 50% successful, it's more like 80% successful. That's the first stage.
That's excellent.
The second stage, which we're coming into now, there are two new drugs. One's called sofosbuvir and the other is called cimeprivir.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming up for the PBAC, the Pharmaceutical Benefits Committee, we're hoping that they'll recommend it to be added to the Pharmaceutical Benefits Scheme
soon.
Let's
hope so.
So they've got a meeting in July, so we're advocating very hard for that to happen.
Absolutely.
They will also be, either or of these will be added to the existing treatment, but it will make it a lot more successful again. And the goal is to lead up to non-interferon, and hopefully non-ribavirin as well. They're the two drugs that are currently causing the
side effects.
So we're going into the era of direct-acting antivirals, and the aim and the hope is for one tablet once a day for 12 weeks with very low side effect profile, and 96% success rates is what we're seeing in the trials.
Yeah.
So that will completely revolutionise the treatment for hepatitis C.
Absolutely. No, that's good to hear that we've got some new things coming out. We'll have a chat a little bit more about this afterwards. You're listening to Well, Well, Well on Joy 94.9.
We're talking with Gary, everything about hepatitis.
Yeah, and we were talking about the treatments, weren't we, about hopefully suggesting to the, on the PBS... And for new hepatitis C, now I'd like to talk a little bit about new treatment processes for co-infection, Hep C and HIV co-infection.
Yes.
Do you want to elaborate a little bit more about that?
I suppose the single most important thing for people with co-infection is to undertake Hep C treatment as soon as possible after infection. So early intervention is the most important thing at this time.
Yeah.
The current treatments for hepatitis C, For instance, bisoprolol, telaprolol, the new drugs that have already been added to the treatment, have not yet been approved in HIV because we still need to do a lot of testing around contraindications between the different direct-acting antivirals.
Of course.
The drugs are very similar to the drugs that are used to treat HIV. So we're still going through a lot of trials with a lot of these drugs in the case of HIV. So the only current approved treatment for co-infection is pegylated interferon and ribavirin. So the sooner you undertake treatment, we know that whilst your body is still trying to clear the virus that's in the acute stage of hepatitis C, that's the first 6 months, you have a much greater chance of clearing the virus because the pegylated interferon boosts your own immune system to fight the virus. So if we boost your immune system while your own body is trying to clear the virus, you have much greater success.
Yeah.
So knowing you have hepatitis C early and undertaking early intervention around treatments, the most important thing that we can say at this time. Having said that, there are trials being conducted in Victoria for co-infection, and we've seen a lot of success with those. So the future will hold direct-acting antiviral treatments, so they're the ones that have much less side effects.
Yeah.
They are showing a great deal of success, but they are only trials. So at the moment, if you presented at one of the clinics for treatment for Hep C, you may get into a trial. It all depends on the criteria for the actual trials and whether you fit that criteria or not. But the most important thing is to get in early and seek treatment while your body is still trying to clear the virus itself.
Absolutely. And we keep talking about this this early. You make sure you do it early and make sure, but you know, obviously if people don't know, how you're going to get in there early? So what advice can you give to anyone out there to contribute to that, finding out as early as possible? Would you encourage testing or talking to their doctors?
Yes, absolutely. I would encourage testing. The most important thing is to be talking to their doctors, particularly if you're engaged in any activities that might put you at risk of hepatitis C.
Yeah.
So that's injecting drugs and any of these sexual activities where there might be blood. And in particular, unprotected anal sex. That's one of the things that, you know, we know is a risk factor. And any of those other more adventurous activities that we spoke about. So if you've been engaged with any of those activities, talk to your doctor, get a blood test. It's an antibody test to start with. If that comes back positive, they'll do another test to look for the virus. If you've got the virus, they'll refer you straight to a treatment specialist.
Yeah.
The sooner you undertake treatment, the more successful it can be. And also, you may get into one of the trials.
Yeah. So we cover, you know, having a good communication with your doctor and asking, basically.
Yes.
Mm. Now, let's suppose I become Hep positive. Yeah. Who is there any support that I can actually contact? Who can I go to?
Absolutely. Look, frontline, I suppose, call the Hepatitis Infoline, 1-800-703-003. That's 1-800-703-003. That's a free call number across Victoria. And from there, we can answer all your questions and we can refer you through to the appropriate services. We can support you. We have a support group for hepatitis C. We are also very keen to... we have a Hep C HIV Take Control Forum that we'd like to roll out, and that's a six-week chronic disease self-management forum.
Okay.
So that is, we'll help someone with co-infection to manage all aspects of that co-infection, and it covers diet and exercise, it covers thoughts and emotions and treatment and all sorts of things across a six-week period. It's all designed to improve your ability to manage the co-infection, the things that you can manage for yourself. It doesn't mean not seeing doctors. It doesn't mean all that. It means chronically managing your condition yourself.
Yeah. And informing yourself as well. And
being fully informed.
Absolutely.
And so we'd love to roll that out. We are collecting names. So if you're at all interested in that, just give us a call on the info line. The other things that you can do is come along to our Hep C support group. It's on the third Sunday of every month.
Can you tell us what will that involve? And it doesn't mean that you have to be... I remember when... I was helping out a little bit, there was also partners of people undergoing treatment, or people who haven't started treatment, or people who have finished the treatment.
Yes.
it's a wide range of people that go to that, isn't it?
It certainly is. So anybody who's affected can come along. So if you're the partner of someone who's has co-infection or has hepatitis C, and you'd like to know more, then you're more than welcome as well. Also, people can come along and bring their partners as support.
Yeah.
And basically, it's very relaxed. We sit around a table. We have a few nibbles and a cup of tea or coffee.
Really good food. Really good snacks. The best cheese and the best fruit you
can
get.
That is important.
It's very important.
I think breaking bread's very important when it comes to sitting around and chatting.
Yeah.
So, come along, have a nice chat, meet other people, learn from other people how they manage it and what they do. And we always have one of our health promotion workers there so that they can answer all the technical questions.
Yeah.
But we encourage the group to share their own experiences and to learn from one another.
That's the really important thing. Being around other people who've also been through that, or just understand what you're going through, I think it must be incredibly important and supportive.
It really is, and it makes a big difference. It helps people to not feel alone with it.
Yeah.
The thing about hepatitis C is, we know about the stigma with HIV. Times that by 10 at the moment for hepatitis C. People are very isolated with their hepatitis C, and in our community, this community, we're seeing a very strong stigma around Hep C. And we have yet to have the community take ownership of hepatitis C the way they have with HIV. And we'll be working around stigma a lot with the project as well as it rolls out.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Well, Well, Well. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
I think it's time to wrap up soon. This show has gone by so quickly.
It is.
It's not fair. There's so much to fit in, isn't there, Gary?
There's so much to talk about with viral hepatitis.
But before we go, can you give that number again?
Yeah, I'd like to give a couple of numbers and a couple of websites as well.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So first of all, the Hepatitis Infoline, 1-800-703-003. And then also the HIV Sexual Health Connect line, that's 1-800-038-125. And for more information and resources, go to www.hepvic.org.au. And for health and wellbeing advice with living with viral hepatitis or healthy living, go to www.loveyourliver.com.au.
I like that. Love your liver. That's excellent. Yes. You came up with that.
Great, great, great advice and recipes and 12 do's, 12 don'ts, 12 toxins, 12 good things, 12 bad things.
You name it.
That's a great site. Loveyourliver.com.au.
Loveyourliver.com. Yeah, we've covered quite a few different topics today about hepatitis B, hepatitis C and co-infection. We've talked about treatments and research and stigma. So we've managed to cover a lot there. So definitely, if you want more information,
call the Hepatitis Infoline, 1-800-703-003.
That's it. Thanks very much. You have been listening to Jesse and Carlos and our very special guest, Gary Sattell from Hepatitis Victoria. Thank you so much, Gary, for being here with us.
And next week.
Oh, yes. And next week, our lovely Carlos will be hosting HIV and Aging.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. There's a new study going on, so we'll be talking about that. So any farewells?
I think we're good.
Cool.
Farewell to us.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Well, 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 bringing you all the up-to-date information on sexual health and well-being on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.